Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
In an effort to create long-term rentals and cut housing waiting lists, the government has proposed that all short-term rentals acquire planning permission before letting out their homes on Airbnb or other platforms. But what impact would that have on small, usually family-run guest houses and self-catering cottages? My next guest is convinced it could devastate the sector and worsen the rental shortages. Moira Ní Mhoracú is the Chief Executive of the Irish Self-Catering Federation and is on the line. Good morning, Moira. I thought we had Moira there, but we appear not to be. We're going to try and chase Moira. In the meantime, let me read this other story from Joe Brennan in the Irish Times. Businesses planning to move staff onto their existing pension schemes to avoid being captured by the incoming automatic enrollment system are being urged to take action well before the new state-run portal goes live in December. The Department of Finance officials have confirmed that auto-enrollment instructions will be issued in early December, targeting an estimated 800,000 workers in the Republic that are not currently part of a workplace or private pension plan. However, any cases where pension contributions have been made through payroll in the 13 weeks prior to that date will be exempt from the auto-enrollment regime, which is called the My Future Fund, they said. Many companies are known to be planning to move to AE-eligible workers into their own existing defined contribution pension plans. And hopefully we have Moira Ní Mhoracú on the line there. Moira.
Hi, Joe. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Can we start with a definition of what constitutes a self-catering property?
Right. A self-catering property is a property which you can has a bedroom, living area, bathroom, and usually and a kitchen as well. So it's a self-contained living area for individuals or groups.
Okay.
And most of these businesses are female-led, family-owned, and in many cases they're repurposed buildings which have been changed to self-catering use.
Now, and just for clarity, what is the difference between an Airbnb property and a self-catered property?
Nothing really. The Airbnb is a booking system for self-catering and hotels as well. But it's so in other words, Airbnb is just a method of sales for self-catering.
Okay. Now, what is your issue with the need for planning permission for short-term rents in smaller towns in Ireland?
Okay. So the government proposal is that self-catering needs to apply for planning, all of us, and that would mean that there would be 30,000 applications for planning at one time if we all applied, if there were that many in the industry. We would have to apply for planning under today's standards, not the standard at which time when the building was built. And most of these properties are not suited to long-term rental, so they would fail the planning application. We believe that it's going to close down most of our industry. And literally, they're saying planning is the solution. We believe a register for short-term rental, which gives clear data on how many properties are in the rental market, and then we can worry about planning at a later stage going forward.
And do you guys register as self-catering properties? The reason I say this is because the government really wants to remove some of the rogue properties out there that are swallowing up potential long-term rentals.
We used to have a register, and it was a government agency who stopped the register in 2008. Now they want to bring back a register. In fact, we're very much in favour of it. We're calling for it since 2017. And the EU has decided that all across the EU, a register has to be in place. Mm. We believe this is very positive. But the Irish government is adding a planning layer to it. And all this has to be done for the EU by the end of April next year. And we don't see it as feasible because there are no planning guidelines given yet for short-term rental. And we believe having a register in place is essential.
But you do accept that Airbnb has caused problems in the long-term rental sector?
We do. We do. We agree that a register needs to be in place, and that there you need to be, if you're in the long-term rental, you need to stay in the long-term rental and stop moving to the short-term rental. But we want, for those who are in the industry long-term, the self-catering industry long-term, to have a reasonable exemption, targeted exemption for those from planning, so that we can continue on in business. Because otherwise, it's going to hollow out rural tourism and close us all down.
Yeah, no, you gave me an example when we spoke about the Ring of Kerry and the number of self-catering facilities there are disappearing.
They have disappeared. So the Ring of Kerry is a very good example of, in the 1980s and 1990s, coastal rural schemes were built with groups of holiday cottages in Carrisaveen, Waterville and other areas of the Ring of Kerry. And it meant that there were a lot of people able to go there on holidays all throughout the year. Unfortunately, all these properties have almost all the ones, coastal schemes, have all gone to government contracts, or they're gone into the long-term rental market. So therefore, they're no longer available for the tourism market. And as a result, local shops, cafes, restaurants do not have the supply of tourists coming through who are essential to their income.
Now, what percentage of tourist beds are now in the self-catering sector?
We are not exactly sure, but we do know that 21,800 properties are on government contracts. And if you say 50% of those were self-catering, that would mean over 10,500 properties would now be in that sector. That's why we need a register, because we need clear data to say exactly how many properties there are.
Yeah. It was confirmed by the CSO 2 days ago that tourist numbers are down again slightly last month. Have you noticed that small but incremental decline?
I think everybody has. The problem is it's not caused by the tourism, the self-catering sector. It's caused by the perception that Ireland is an expensive country, and that's caused by the prices of hotel beds. And as a result, that's putting people off.
Yeah.
And of course, since COVID, there have been less and less B&B beds around the country, which were, like self-catering, the backbone of the rural tourism economy. And they literally haven't opened to the same level at all since COVID. Mm. And so therefore, we want that self-catering be treated in the same way as the existing self-catering properties, those ones with four beds or less, not to be required to have planning.
Yeah, but the toothpaste is out of the tube now when it comes to costs, isn't it? Because it's not as if they can now reduce the minimum wage. Insurance costs are decided by the market. Energy costs are one of the highest in Europe. Land costs are now among the highest in Europe as well. So it's not as if Ireland can suddenly become an affordable tourist venue. It's expensive now for to stay almost.
It is expensive to stay, and expensive to stay in Ireland, and for Irish people as well as those from overseas. So we're calling on the Minister, Minister Burke, to look at what we have and put a whole policy together to redevelop the tourism offering so that we can attract people to Ireland again and not be the second most expensive tourism destination in Europe.
Mm. You have your own property on the market in self-catering in County Cork. How's business for you guys?
Business has been really, we've been very busy all summer with fully booked. But the autumn is much lighter bookings than it used to be. Pre-COVID, we used to have a lot of UK visitors and French visitors in the shoulder season. They're not there now. So what we normally get, what we used to get before COVID, is not appearing in the same way. So we now have people who are coming to work in the area for a few days who will be staying with us. But it is not as busy as it was pre-COVID, which is very disappointing.
Well, best of luck with that, Moira. That is Moira Ní Mhoireachú, the Chief Executive of the Irish Self-Catering Federation.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.